today let's have a crash course on basar b'chalav. This
Nikar,
week, oh, it's a good topic. Nikar, the Nikar, the Sfar, the Shanikar. That's a good, very good topic. All the issues. Maybe we should get an expert. You want to get an expert? You have someone to get? Go into Gladmart. That would be a good idea. Nikar, all the issues of Nikar. All right, but in any event, let's this week is Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. Basar B'Chalev, it says in Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo three times. One Isra Achila, one Isra Hana, and one Isra Bishel. So here in this Sefer by Rav Wasserman, Higyoni HaParsha, he has two chapters, two very intense chapters where he covers Tzmakif, the sugya of Basar B'Chalev. So let's just run through some of the basics, some of the basic ideas. So he has some new things. Ein Beis Smedrish B'Loi Chiddush. Every Sefer, Ein Sefer B'Loi Chiddush. Every Sefer, when they review a topic, they always comes away with some new ideas. Why? What? Let's go into the Tamei HaMitzvah. What do the Rishonim tell us, the reason why one is not allowed to eat Basar B'Chalev together? So the most basic reason is Avodah Zarah. It appears that in ancient times, it's documented, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim say this, it was common for the purpose of Avodah Zarah to cook a Gedi B'Chalev Imo. I think even the Rambam mentions this, Mor Nevuchim, and therefore the Torah very much wants us to stay away from Avodah Zarah, and it tells us don't follow this practice of Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. Some of the commentators want to say that's the reason why we have these extreme chumras. We wait 6 hours between Basar B'Chalev, there's cooking, there's Bishul, there's Achila, because anything that has anything to do with Avodah Zarah, Lo Yidbak B'Yotcha Me'uma Min Acherim. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, a person has to distance himself to the extreme, and this is just one example the Torah gave us in order to distance ourselves from Avodah Zarah. That is a very common reason. What? It was a pagan cost practice to worship idols. They would worship, the way they would worship an idol was by taking a gedi and a calf and I don't know. They milked it and they cooked it in its own milk. It was a bizarre type of form of idol worship. Idolatry, just like we have Moloch, people would give their children to burn their children alive as a way of serving a god. This was very common when the Torah was given. And order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, in order to distance us from this practice that was very common in ancient times, he told us, Le'sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo.
And when did the hourly divisions come?
That came much later in the time of the Gemara. Well, we don't really know what took place before the time of the Gemara. It's a big mystery how long they waited. We have a record in the Gemara of Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva, we waited 24 hours, and then his son waits. I only wait one meal, which we assume to mean, so we'll discuss it in a few moments, which is 6 hours. There's really two Gemaras that talk about this. That we only have on record happening 2,000 years ago. Approximately 2,000 years ago was the first record of such a concept of waiting between meat and milk, waiting a period of time. How much time, it's not clear. Then it was codified. It was codified by the Rishonim, by the Rambam, by all the Rishonim in Shulchan Aruch. 6 hours, 3 hours, we'll discuss that in a few moments. Before the time of the Tanoim, what took place during the time of the Bayis Sheni, the Bayis Rishon, the time of the Levim, it's not clear. It doesn't say. The Torah only says, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo, we have three halachas, eating, cooking, and having pleasure, but does not tell us the distance of time between the two. Now, again, the first, the most popular reason why we now let to eat the Tameh from the Tameh HaMitzos, again, is because this was an ancient practice of Avodah Zarah. Another reason given is because of Taiva. Chazal were very makbid. A person should not be about Taiva. That after you eat, just a form of discipline of eating. When you eat meat, you have to discipline yourself I don't really know what that means, but that's what it says. Rav Sonus. This is the Farish of the Rashbam. The Rashbam on the Pasuk was Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo. I'll read you his exact words. Kosav the Derech Ha'izim Kevedai V'Chalev Imo L'Vashel B'Chalev Imo V'Lufi Ha'ivdi V'Kosav V'Gnai V'Adav L'Beliya V'Rav Sonus L'Echol Chalev Ha'im Im Habonim. It's chalav im im habanim. It is an act of gluttony to eat milk. The goyim, they did this in haste. They were very hungry, and they were too lazy. They were too lazy to take the meat and cook the meat in water. There was an abundance of milk that came out of the gedi. So they would just slaughter, they would milk the gedi and cook the meat in its own milk. Because they were just too lazy, they were in a rush to eat. So instead of seeking water, drawing water from a well, they cooked the meat in its own milk. In order that we should have respect, we should distance ourselves from such behavior. We should not be in a rush to eat meat. We should eat b'mesinus, with patience. There's a prohibition to cook the meat in its own milk. You have to have a delay. The delay requires you to go to the well, to draw water, and to properly cook it. That is what the Rashbam says. Okay, another interesting reason, this is a very interesting reason. We have a halacha, you're not allowed to eat blood. There are multiple lavim in the Torah warning us not to drink or eat blood. Blood is the neshama, is the nefesh of the behema. It is a chiyuv karis, in fact, for a person to drink the dam hanefesh, the blood that comes out with the departure of the life of the animal. Fine. Why? What's the lamas? What's the reason why? Because an animal is kula taiva, as we mentioned before today in Mishlei. The ha'am hisavu taiva. Basar is taiva. But it's a permissible type of taiva. Basar is a type of taiva which a person has the ability to overcome. But blood, the blood of an animal, that is the most intense form of taiva that can be found in the koyach of a behema. Therefore, in order that we should not be overcome with taiva, we should not bring into our neshamos a koyach of a yetzahara that will prevent us from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem did not allow us to drink blood with severe punishments and prohibitions. Fine, that's all fine and good. Now, let's go to milk. Chazal tell us milk is rooted in blood. Why does a woman nurse? When a woman nurses, dam nechar v'naseh cholav. It's a principle in the Gemara that blood turns into milk. So blood really, one could argue, should not be permitted. Because since milk source, at least in the eyes of Chazal, is from blood, and blood is something that is extremely dangerous to the neshama, it represents taiva, uncontrollable taiva, one could argue one should not drink milk, because you're taking milk into your body, you're bringing into your neshama something that can defile the neshama. The Torah says that's not so. The milk has gone through a fundamental change, transformation, no longer poses a sakana, and it can be consumed without any problem. Along comes the Rishonim and tell us, but the Torah says that's all fine and good as long as the milk has not been cooked with meat. When you take milk and you cook it with meat, you are restoring the koyach of taiva of blood back into the milk. It's an amazing idea. When you milk that is cooked with meat, the milk now be basically in halacha becomes blood. It may look white. It may look white. It may look the same milk that it always looked. But when you're cooking that milk with meat, you are restoring the properties of blood that was originally in the milk to its former state. Yemachzer atara liyoshna, and now once again it's becoming a matzav of sakana. It's a whole fascinating insight.
What's the issue of cooking?
The Isra, so it's all part of the prohibition. It's an extension. You have to say, it's a good question. No answer is perfect. It's an extension of this problem. You're creating, just like the starting point is, we know that blood is asr. Ki adam hu hanefesh. When milk, Chazal tell us, milk is rooted in blood. Dam nechar, the blood spoils and turns into milk. There's some type of biological process where blood turns into milk. Fine, it's gone through a transformation. But when you take that milk and you cook it with meat, you are restoring the milk into an object that has the status of blood, and blood is also. If you take the plate, probably in halacha, no. even though technically, yes, because halacha has its set of rules and the science has its set of rules, and many times they don't see eye to eye. So I don't know exactly. You take the platelets and you chemically alter. There are a lot of kashrus issues with regard to this. Gelatin. A lot of pills today only come with gelatin caps. So are you allowed to consume these things? So it's machlokes. It's made from animal fat. So are you allowed to take these medications which have at least even the shell, the caps, the plastic, or the capsules, they're the gelatin. So many paiskim say that l'chatchilu no, but b'diavad yes, because it's been transformed. It's been transformed to such a degree you can't even say it's any longer chelef. It's gone through a chemical process. So you see l'chatchilu no, b'diavad yes, l'chatchilu no, these things go both ways. Okay, let's go to another idea. Okay, this is more a Kabbalistic idea, that blood, that meat represents Midas Hadin. Cholav represents Midas Harachanin. And we have a general principle that you don't want to mix different types of Midas. This is more of a Kabbalistic time. You don't mix Midas Harachanin with Midas Hadin. When you cook together milk and meat, you are disturbing the worlds. You're disturbing the Koyach of Rachanin with the Koyach of Din. Now let's discuss the topic, the issue of waiting between meat and milk. There are three primary reasons given in the Rishonim why we have to wait after eating meat from the first. Looks at the Gemara. There are two Gemaras. One Gemara is the Gemara about Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva had a son, and Mar Ukva mentioned that he is considered vinegar relative to his father, who is called wine. Wine that spoils turns into vinegar. The son said, "I'm like spoiled wine. I'm vinegar relative to my father, who is wine." My father, when he would eat a meat meal, he waited 24 hours to eat to eat milk. If he ate today meat, he would not eat milk until tomorrow at the same time. I can't wait so long. I only wait until the next Suda. This is a Gemara in Masechet Chulin. And then there's another Gemara, Rav Chisda, the same Gemara. The Gemara of Rav Chisda says that if you eat meat, you may not eat Gevina. But if you eat Gevina, you are allowed to eat Basar. So from these two Gemaras, we learn that you're not allowed, in addition to the prohibition of not cooking and not eating together, and not having deriving benefit from Basar B'chalav, there's also a rabbinic prohibition of waiting between eating meat and eating Gevina. Now, what is the reason? So there are three famous reasons. Number one is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says because you may find some meat between your teeth. Basar bein shir, if a person eats, chews meat, it's inevitable there are going to be pieces of meat that are caught between your teeth. Even if you floss, you're going to find some particles of meat. Therefore, you have to wait 6 hours, because after 6 hours, even if you do find some meat between your teeth, it's already dissolved. The lachluchas, the moisture, the shumen, the fat that is found between the person's and the meat already has dissolved, and it's insignificant. Rashi is an entirely different reason. Shuman, when a person eats meat and you swallow and it goes into your stomach, there is fat. You are regurgitating shuman of basar through your throat, through your mouth, for a period of time. Okay, so we have Rashi and the Rambam. What is the nafka meaning between Rashi and the Rambam? What happens if a person he chews meat for a child? Have a child. A child can't eat a piece of meat, so a parent, he takes the piece of meat in his mouth and he chews it. He chews it to soften it up. He then takes it out of his mouth and he gives the piece of meat that he chewed, it's full of the parent's saliva, and he gives it to the child to swallow. According to the Rambam, you have to wait 6 hours. Because if a parent has chewed it, it's inevitable there's going to be some meat between the parent's teeth. According to Rashi, who says the reason why you need to wait 6 hours is because there's shuman. There is some fatty substance that is coming through your throat, up to your mouth, into your palate for the next 6 hours. In this instance, since you did not swallow the meat, you only chew the meat, there is no shuman, there is no fat that's coming up from your throat, and you do not need to wait 6 hours. So this can be the first nafkamina. A second nafkamina is if after 6 hours, it's now 6 hours later, it's 10 hours later, and guess what? You find some meat in between your teeth. Look at that, I didn't floss well. I find a chunk of meat. It happens every so often. You wake up the next morning. If you go to a wedding, you ever go to a wedding and they serve you some really hard piece of meat. We eat something at the smorgasbord, and the next day, what is that between my teeth? And you see it's a piece of meat from last night. So are you allowed to take a cup of milk and drink a cup of milk without removing that from your teeth? According to the Rambam, yes. You don't even have to take that piece of meat out from between your teeth. After 6 hours, the lachluchis already has dissolved, and you're allowed to drink the milk together with that piece of meat in your mouth. According... No, you're not lechatchila allowed to mevatel isur lechatchila. You're not lechatchila allowed to mevatel. Okay, according to the shita of Rashi, so this achidsh has nothing to this. Rashi makes no mention of the meat of being dissolved. If it's meat, if it's between your teeth, it's osur. It doesn't make a difference. The fact that it's considered in halacha to be a piece of meat, even though it's in between your teeth for 6 hours, it's still in Rashi's opinion called a piece of meat, and you're not allowed to drink a glass of milk. What you have to do is remove it from between your teeth. You don't have to wait 6 hours, because according to Rashi Lishitoso, waiting 6 hours is only with swallowing. When you swallow it, and there's lachluchas, it comes up. But according to Rashi, you would have to at least remove the piece of meat between your teeth. Halacha l'maisa, we're machmir like both the sheet of the Rashi and the Rambam, because of the shumin, because of the teeth between your meat. And if we always wait, no matter what the reason is, whether you chew meat for a child, you have to still wait 6 hours. And even if you find meat the next day in between your teeth, you have to remove the meat between your teeth before you proceed and eat a milchadik meal. We're machmir like both the sheet of Rashi and the sheet of the Rambam. There's one more sheet which is very important. That's going to come to play in the next thing we're going to discuss, and that's the sheet of the Plesi. The Plesi was a Rishon, and he says the reason why you wait is because the meat has not been digested. The Rabbanu machmir that if you eat a meat meal, you have to wait until the food is digested. Now, how long does it take for food to become digested in your stomach? This is a very important principle, and it plays out in the next sugya that we're going to discuss. This is zman, the tchilas zman equal, and the soif zman equal. We all know, with regard to the laws of birchas hamazon, a person can only make birchas hamazon as long as he's still full, as long as he still feels satisfaction from what he has eaten. How long does that take? Does a person still feel a degree of satisfaction? Halacha l'maaseh, you're not allowed to bench. If 72 minutes pass since you've eaten the meal, you can no longer make a bracha achrona. You must make a bracha achrona within 72 minutes. Why? Because after 72 minutes, it's already past the zman equal. Equal means digestion. Now, it doesn't mean the food is digested. It takes, according to Chazal, it takes a full 6 hours for the food to be completely digested. That's called soiv zman equal. But the beginning of Scholah zman equal is 72 minutes. Therefore, the place he says the reason why we wait between eating doesn't give us a zman. The place he just says the reason why we wait between eating meat and eating cholov is because you have to wait for the meat, for the zman equal to pass. And this now comes into play. We're going to see now, we have 9 reasons why, how much time you have to wait in between eating meat and eating cholov, gvina. Among the 9 opinions, there's one opinion that says 1 hour. The Ramah quotes this opinion. You only need to wait 1 hour. And there's the, what?
Dutch
and Holland? The Holland. There they only wait 1 hour. The Ramah, Mamash quotes this. Some challenge that the Ramah, to tell us how to us where the Ramah got it from. It was a printing mistake. It was an error. But there is such a sheet that says they only wait 1 hour. And then there's the more common opinion, which one of the 9 opinions, that you wait 6 hours.
Why did Ramah wait 24?
That was an extreme chumrah. An extreme chumrah for him to wait. Maybe he was machmir on himself. Many people want to say that they're not allowed to even do like Marukva. If you do like Marukva, it's mechsi ki yehoira, it's a zokin mamre. For a person to wait 24 hours after eating meat, it's not acceptable halacha to wait 24. That's one of the 9 opinions, but no one does this. Adraba, it's not said that it's advisable. But look, one thing at a time. So among the various opinions, this queen of the Ramah quotes from the Sma, that you only need to wait 1 hour, is from all of the opinions, is the biggest mystery. It's the biggest mystery. Man of Shach, you wait either nothing. There's an opinion that says you wait nothing. nothing. All you have to do is you finish your meal. All the Gemara says, Maruk, he waited 24 hours. His son said, I can't wait 24 hours. I just wait until the next meal. If you take the Gemara literally, which is what Tosfos does, Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam, all the Baalei Tosfos say the next meal means 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes. I'm eating a flesh of the meal. I wash out my mouth. I rinse my mouth. I wash my hands. I recite Birchas Hamazon. And literally 60 seconds later, how long it took to say Birchas Hamazon, I can eat Gevina. You don't have to wait between meat and milk, nothing. You just have to begin a different meal. You finish this meal by reciting Birchas Hamazon. It's machlekes if you even need to wash your mouth, wash your hands, and you can immediately begin to eat Gevina. Now, we don't accept that. That's what the Baalei Tosfos say. We follow the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says that when Rav Ukva's son said, I wait for another meal, he means the meal in between meals in the time of the Gemara. The Rambam says it's kamo, approximately sheish shos. Mar Ukva was a Talmud Chacham, and the Gemara says Talmidei Chacham, they ate their lunch, they ate their breakfast at 12 o'clock, 12 p.m. and dinner. It's, I don't know. We assumes it was 9. What was six? Was six? Was 6 p.m. So there was 6 hours between breakfast and dinner, between the first meal and the second meal. So it's exactly 6 hours. So if you take the Gemara very strict, the only makor we have for waiting between meat and milk is the Gemara that says that my father would wait 24 hours, but I can't wait so long. I just wait for the next meal. Most Rishonim learn the next meal means immediately. Immediately is the next meal. And the Rambam says the next meal means 6 hours later. So it's either 0 or 6 hours. The Ramah quotes a sheet that they have to wait at least 1 hour. And this, from all the various opinions, is the biggest mystery. So some want to suggest, which he does over here, that the sheet of the Ramah, for it's quoting from the Smas, coming from the Plesi, who's also a Rishon, and says, the Plesi says you have to wait Zman equal, the amount of time it takes for your stomach to digest the food. When it comes to Zman equal, there are two Zman equal. There is Tchila Zman equal, and there is Soiv Zman equal. When it comes to benching, we pass in Tchila Zman equal is 72 minutes. So he says here in the Sefer, he's not saying this on his own, he's quoting the various sources, he's saying that this meaning of 1 hour was basically 72 minutes. The 72 minutes was truncated to an hour, because approximately the tchila zman ikol, a person, that's what it means. I wait for the next meal. No human being eats another meal until you're at least a little bit hungry. You get a little bit hungry when the digestion already has occurred. When is the beginning, the end of the tchila zman ikol? After 72 minutes. That's already the zman when you're roy, when it's fitting, it's normal, and hanimus, now to eat another meal. I ate this meal, and now I'm hungry, I won't eat another meal. Tchila zman ikol is approximately 1 hour.
The Rabbanan,
the Shach says. The Shach says we don't differentiate. In order not to have confusion, there's no difference between meat and poultry. It doesn't make a difference. Even though we paskin that bird meat is only made the Rabbanan, it doesn't make a difference. There's no distinction. We wait a full 6 hours. So therefore, we already discussed over here three opinions. You wait zero, or you wait just after going to the next meal. Wait for the next meal. Talk about washing your hands and washing out your mouth. And then we have the opinion of waiting 6 hours. And then we have the opinion of waiting 24 hours. And then we have the Ramo quotes 1 hour, which is Tchilas Manikol. Then there is the opinion of waiting 5.5 hours. Why 5.5 hours? The Rambam, nowhere in the Gemara does it say 6 hours. It says to wait until the next meal. It is the Rambam. The Rambam says that the meal that Bar Okva ate was at 12 p.m. and the evening meal was at 6 p.m., which he says is Kumo Shesho. So he's the one that invented the term 6 hours. Kimo. But the Rambam says Kimo Kimo. So many Rishonim want to say, if he says Kimo, Kimo means approximately. Approximately means 5.5 hours. So there is such a shita, you only have to wait 5. Then there's a shita that says 5 hours, that's the Me'iri. It's not clear where the Me'iri gets this from. The Me'iri just says, as a matter of fact, 5 or 6 hours. So those of a couple wait only 5, they're being Samech on the shita of the Me'iri.
1 minute after 5.
1 minute, no, I thought that, but that's not what it says here. It says there's no such thing as you're in the 6th hour. You're in the 6th hour. If you follow Kimo, approximately, it appears you have to wait 5.5 hours. If you want to follow 5 hours, you're being semich on the sheet of the Me'iri. The Me'iri says it says beferish 5 hours. Okay, then there is the Shita that says you only need to wait 3 hours. This is German Jews. Rashi. This is Rashi. This is a very big mystery as well. Why 3 hours? So this borders on the sheet of the Rishonim that when it says hours, it's shoho zamanios. The hour varies depending on the winter and the summer. What are the halachic hours of the day? So it varies. In the winter time, it's really more like 4 hours. 6 hours can be condensed to approximately 4 hours, and in the summertime, 6 hours expands to 8 hours. So this is the chiddush of the shita of Ashkenaz German that we follow the lowest common denominator. That's the correct term for this idea. Is that since in the winter time, if a person eats a meal at 12 o'clock, when does it get dark in the winter time? What time do you light candles in Hanukkah? 4 o'clock. So it's about 4 o'clock, 4:30. So I don't know exactly how 4 turned into 3, but this is what it says, is that 4 is approximately 3. That's what he writes over here, that in the winter time,
sure, you eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. So the difference between each one is 3 hours.
3 hours. So he says that since the amount of time they would wait in the winter time, they only ate when it got dark in the beginning, because once it gets too dark, it's hard to see. So they ate their meals only during daylight hours, and the gap between the meals was approximately 3 hours. On the shortest day of the year, we're going back to ancient times, before electricity, before there was light. You're only eating during daylight hours. Now find the shortest day of the year. The gap between the average meal and the shortest day of the year was approximately 3 hours. Maybe until you finish the meal, until the next meal, maybe you start the meal, there's going to be 4 hours, but by the time you finish the meal, you have only 3.5 hours, whatever it is, but it's approximately 3 hours. We use that as our benchmark, as our starting point for the rest of the year. Even though in the summertime the gap between each meal may even be 8 hours in between your lunch and your dinner, because it's a very long day, you'll wait 8 hours, but since in the winter time the gap is approximately 3 hours, that is all that is required of you, la halacha of waiting, and therefore became the minig among the German Jews, Ashkenaz, to wait between eating meat and milk only three hours. Because it could be they eat flesh at lunchtime, so you have to, and milchiks, you have a light meal, it's healthy. When you go to sleep,
unless they eat burgers for breakfast.
When you go to sleep, you want to go on a light stomach. It's healthier to go to sleep on a light. Is that true? One thing is for sure, what we do on Shabbos violates every rule in the book. Our Shabbos meals, chalent, and eating heavy meals Friday night and going to sleep violates every rule in the book. Okay, so let's review all the opinions.
I mean, everyone who eats chal doesn't Lashem Shalom.
Avada.
Normal guy will eat chal, right?
The Rambam says
you're supposed
to take a walk after a meal. You're not supposed to lie down.
He was a Sephardi.
Okay, so let's review. We have 9. Let's see if we can remember all the nine opinions.
6 hours of meat and 5 hours
Okay, after eating milk, the Gemara says beferish, after you eat givina, you don't have to wait at all. Zero. You don't have to wait at all. Nothing. Now, the question is, do you even have to rinse out your mouth? So, in this, that there are people that fatty cheese, the hard cheese, which leave a shamnunis, which leave a fat, so it's accepted that we do have to wait. You have to wait 6 hours.
I'm talking about 6 hours for meat, 5 hours for poultry.
Oh, for poultry? No, it doesn't say anything like that. It doesn't make any. The Shach says there's no difference. 5 hours of poultry?
About 6.
Okay, could maybe. There is one other thing we mentioned, that the 1 hour. The 1 hour is a very difficult sheet. The Rama quotes the 1 hour. You only wait 1 hour after eating meat before you eat givina. So we mentioned from the placey, Zman equal. It's approximately 72 minutes. So we round that down to 1 hour. The other source that they traced, the meaning of 1 hour, comes from a Zohar. The Zohar says that you should not eat, the Zohar is really coming to be machmir, that you should not eat givina, cheese. The Zohar is almost Kabbalistic in Yanim, Midas Adim, Midas Arachmim. You should not eat even meat after givina within sha'ato chada, one shah. The Zohar uses such an expression that within 1 hour, the Zohar doesn't say anything about 6 hours. There's no 6 hours in the Zohar. The Zohar, you only have to, just within one meal, he writes, within one meal, even if there's 3 things. Don't eat them together, don't eat it during the same meal, and don't eat it during the shata Shah Achas, in one Shata, which we translate loosely as 1 hour. So many want to say that even though the Zohar was coming to the Machmir and telling you that you have to wait 1 hour after eating Gevina before you eat Basar, but we also derive from the Zohar a very great leniency that you only have to wait 1 hour after you eat meat before you eat Gevina. That's another source for the meaning of the Ramah of eating, waiting only 1 hour. The Ramah himself concludes, the Ramah makes a very strong case for waiting 1 hour. But then he concludes that Nochem Lachachmer to wait a total of 6 hours. So Sacha, let's review, I think there are a total of 9 different opinions. Number one, to wait a full 6 hours. One must be complete, no kunsim. Just like when it comes to a mikvah, they want to compare it to a mikvah. A mikvah, you have to have exactly 40 saw. The Gemara says the 40 saw is missing one cart of one teeny mashu of water. The mikvah is puzzle. The Rambam says, kamo sheshos. Kamo means, even though kamo, someone says it means approximately, but 6 hours, 6 hours. If you only have 5 hours and 59 minutes and 1 second, you still cannot eat mcholof. You have to wait a full 6 hours. That is Shita number one. Shita number two is Marukva, which is heresy. Paskin, 24 hours. One very important, very interesting thing that he does make this point, is that everything you say when it comes to eating meat, very interesting idea, eating meat, you have to wait a time after you eat meat before you eat chalav. There's also a chumrah when it comes to hard cheeses. Hard cheeses, if you eat a hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours before you eat meat. This is a problem when it comes to some pizza. Some of the exotic pizza, they have types of cheeses which are in halacha aged cheeses. We have to wait 6 hours. He points out that the biggest chumrah for waiting for cheese is only 6 hours. There is no such thing, nowhere, b'chol ha'tarot kula, to wait 24 hours after eating hard aged cheese for meat. Maybe, he says, you'll find...
The whole thing is just said of hard cheese.
Yeah. Fire. No, It's correct.
Only a Zohar.
It's not only Zohar. I don't know where it is. I don't know. It's not his topic over here. I don't know where it is. It could be it's other places. The Shuman. According to Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rashi's time. The reason why you're waiting after is because the Shuman, it's coming up. When a person eats meat, there's Shuman, and the Shuman comes up. You regurgitate
so
the
Rashi
fast.
The same thing by cheese?
It could, yeah, could very well be. Halacha Maisa says in Shulchan Aruch.
We interpret Rashi.
So aged cheese. It's for that in Shulchan Aruch. Aged cheese. You supposed to wait 6 hours. So he makes this point that even Mar Ukva only waited for 24 hours to eat Gevina after Basar. But there's no such thing, B'chol HaTarakula, to wait 24 hours after eating hard aged cheese before you eat Basar. That doesn't exist. If you're going to eat aged a cheese, you only have to wait at most 6 hours. Even to wait for 24 hours after eating meat before you eat cheese, he says that that's something that is unacceptable. Mechsik Yehoira, and he says, he brings that in one of the Rishon, that says the person that does this, he's a mamish, a zokin mamre, to go against the minig Yisrael.
He was or a vegetarian, or he was fasted every second.
He was machmer on himself, yeah, or he was not a well person. We learn from Rav Ukva's son. The name Mukar comes from Ukva's son. I can't be like my father. I'm going to be my father. He has the extreme chumras. I'm from the new generation, Generation X. I'm from the new generation.
You're sour.
And therefore, you know, he said about himself, I'm sour. I just don't eat from this meal to the next. So let's review. 6 hours. Waiting 1 hour. 3 hours. 5.5. 5 hours, 24 hours. We already said three. Okay, we're missing then two immediately. One suda to the next suda. You just have to finish your meal, wash out your mouth, and you can immediately don't have to wait. No gap at all. Then there's a sheet that shows manias. It depends on the time of the year. If during the winter time you wait less, and the summertime, that's a very hard thing to follow. You wait less, and you wait more. Okay, so these are the major. Now let's just start. Yeah,
it's very interesting because people don't realize there was no refrigeration, so people didn't eat meat very often. Of course, you had if you shech a cow
right away,
a large group.
But let's say you happen to come across upon another party. You ate. Okay, in a chalami, it's different stint.
Very rare that they ate meat. It wasn't common.
You had to prepare it a lot in advance.
In the base of Middash, they had it every day. But I'm talking about a
proper average person. It wasn't really common. Okay. Okay, so these are the base. These again. Let's just start a quick halacha shalos. Another part of this topic. Crash. Okay, one other thing. The 1 hour game. The most intriguing of this all is the 1 hour shita. Okay, that's the most true, because that doesn't have any makar. That everyone is struggling with the placing. Right, the 1 hour, everything. We have to find the source. The Gemara is the source. The Gemara talks about even
hours.
No, we do have a raya. All of these things are logical. We talk about 6 hours. That's the Rambam. The Rambam explains 6 hours. The Lechem Mishnah explains the Rambam, because the gap between two meals. The only one that used the word 6 hours is the Rambam. That's what everyone. 6 hours. Who said 6 hours? The Rambam. Maimonides. He's the one that gets credit for 6 hours. How does the Rambam know 6 hours? Where does the Rambam get the source from? The Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam source is Mar Ukva, son. I wait until the next meal, and the typical amount of time that was between meal each meal on a day was 6 hours. But the Rambam uses Kamoshesh, which maybe the Rambam meant approximately 6 hours. The Miri, we don't know, it's a mystery. The Miri is a Rishon, he says 5 hours. The Ramah came much later on, he says 1 hour. So some want to say, so the Ramah is the most intriguing of, where did the Ramah get 1 hour? So we said it's the Plesi. The Plesi says Zman Ekel, and the Plesi is interpreting the Gemara, that the next meal you don't know, a normal person does not begin to eat another meal until at least he's hungry again. It takes at least 1 hour to get hungry again, because the Sof Zman Achila for Sof Zman Achila Tchilas Ekel is at least 1 hour. There's another suggestion for the Ramah, why the Ramah says 1 hour, that it's a pshara, it's a compromise, which is a very difficult idea. In halacha, you want to make compromise, we don't generally do that. It's either one or the other. You go to the, in halacha, you generally go one to the other. The Mishnah Berurah was mechadish, a concept of doing things to liyotze l'chol hadeis. But making psharis is not very common, but someone suggested the Ramah held either 0 or 6. So the compromise of 0 and 6 is 1. Why is that 3? I guess you have to wait a little bit. It's not the matter, you have to show that you're waiting a little bit, because if the Ramah really meant to say what it says in the place, he would say 72 minutes. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, we have a mil. The terminology is different. Birchas HaMazon is a mil, the amount of time it takes a mil of a chaymesh. One mil and a I've got the different terminology. It's the amount of time it takes you to walk. Why didn't the Ramah use that terminology? If that's what he's coming to focus on the placey. The fact that he's using 1 hour is a whole new concept, which opens up a major concept of when in halacha do you ever make compromises? Is it going to be 6? Is it going to be 0? How do we interpret the Gemara Bar Ukva? So therefore, we make compromise of 1. Okay,
the whole sheet of Zbanius is a problem, because the normal person, where they use the salt cloth.
Yeah. Cloth. You know, it's not...
You can figure it out, but right.
It's a very strange thing to use Manius. Yeah, you have to be operating on a whole different schedule. The people who daven in the Kivosikin, it's impossible. Every day to daven a different time, it's a very difficult thing to daven to every... It's a very hard thing. Okay, there's two quick halachas. When we talk about, let's say you're going to halacha lamaisa, you're going to accept the shit, you're going to wait 6 hours. 6 hours, nothing. That's what the Ramah says the person lechatila should do. He should wait a full 6 hours, no compromises, no 1 hour, no 3 hours, no 5 and a half, no 5, full 6 hours. Does that go from the Zman of benching, or does that apply from the Zman when you finish the meat? Many people have a meat meal Shabbos afternoon, they have their challah, they have their meat, and then they sit and they schmooze away for 3 or 4 hours, and they bench 3 hours later. In the meantime, they sip some coffee, they have some dessert, they're talking, and they bench. So when do you wait 6 hours? From the Zman of Birchas HaMazon, from the Zman of the Eid, when you finish eating the meat. So halacha lemaisa, so we pass it from the Zman of Achila, not from the Zman of Birchas HaMazon, even though the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say you have to wait from the Zman of Birchas HaMazon. It's a very big controversy. It also works both ways. Let's say you start a milchadik meal, but until we get to the milchiks, until we get to the b'chizblinsis, it's going to take 10 minutes. We're going to wash now, it's Shavuos, we're going to wash now, and we're going to say the Zmiris, and we're going to make Kiddush, but we're not going to get to the milchiks. We're not going to get to the milchiks. So it's okay. The only thing we give the Zmanim that we count is from the meat to the Gevina. We don't take into consideration Birchas HaMazon and the beginning of the Suda. That is the accepted halacha, even though not everyone agrees. This is by and far the psak of the vast majority of the poskim. Another very common question is a person, he makes a Baruch atu Hashem kinim l'cholam shakol niyeh bidvaro. Wait a minute. Didn't I just have meat 3 hours ago? So now you made a bracha, and you're hanging, it's going to be a bracha levatal if you don't put into your mouth the ice cream. I'm about to put ice cream into my mouth, and I realize that only 3 hours ago, I ate meat. What do you do? Do I discard it? Do I discard it? Halacha l'maisa, it's a bracha levatal, it's machlekes ha-poiskin, it's a bracha levatal deraisa or derabonan. It's machlekes, we paskin be'ikur that it's a deraisa. Therefore, it's a deraisa versus a derabonan. Derabonan, it's or even a minog. So certainly you're allowed to put the milchiks into your mouth. And that's it. In order that it should not be a bracha levatala. No, not the whole thing. You just put it enough that it should not be a bracha levatala. We all see how this principle. Baltashchis, no, Baltashchis is not so simple. Baltashchis, if you're doing it for a purpose, it's not Baltashchis. If you're going, if you're going to preserve yourself from doing an avera, violating a derabbanan, then it's not called Baltashchis. But because the bracha levatola is a shail of a bracha levatola, you are allowed. This is the halacha. However, there is one opinion. He quotes one sheet of Rishon. It's a shocking thing that says that's only true. You can be makel, and you can put the ice cream in your mouth after 4 hours. But if it's less than, I don't know where he gets 4 hours from, but maybe because 4 hours is shows manios. It's really 6 hours, but he's working with the shiva that 6 hours in the wintertime is 4 hours, so that's the shortest man. But it's not so simple. He does shy, we don't accept this halach, but he does quote one opinion that says that no, that it's a derabbanan, and the bracha levatol is not necessarily an issa deraisa, so one rabbanan does not have the power to over another rabbanan. If you make a mistake and it's less than 4 hours, you're not allowed to put that ice cream in your mouth. That's it. So you made a bracha levatala, too bad. We don't accept that lahalacha. Lahalacha lemaisa, the poskim say that if you make a mistake, you make a bracha, you can put the ice cream in your mouth. The same halacha applies to havdalah. You're not allowed to eat before you make havdalah. If by mistake you forgot to make havdalah, and you make a bracha to put something in your mouth, and now you realize, what in the world am I doing? I did not get to make havdalah. It's okay. You can put the food in your mouth so it should not be a bracha levatala, and you make havdalah afterwards.
Is manim of the rice or the rabban?
The Zmanim of the Rabbanon, of course the Rabbanon, of course the Rabbanon. But the Shail is the Bracha Levatala, the Rabbanon, the Raisa.
Is it milk after chicken?
So which came first? The Bracha, I'm not allowed to eat, I'm not allowed to I wasn't allowed to do this. I'm doing something now which I'm not allowed to do. The fact that I ate meat does not allow me to make a Bracha. So the Bracha has to remain suspended, has to remain. But we don't pass like that. We pass it, you do it, and we hold that the Bracha Levatala is a Shail of the Sa, is an Issa, the Raisa, so you're allowed to put the food in your mouth. Another Shail, you have a Savin, I don't know exactly. I don't remember when exactly I finished my meat meal. It's Mitzvah Shabbos, and this hot pizza in front of me. Ah, the children have brought home from the pizza store a delicious hot pizza. And if I don't eat the pizza now, it's going to get cold and soggy. It's not going to taste the same if I put it in the microwave or put it in the oven. So what am I to do? I have no clue. It's approximately 5.5 hours, maybe it's 6. And I have the minute to wait 6 hours. That's my minute, 6 hours, full 6 hours. Or my minute is 5.5 hours. It's approximately about, what do you do? So this is not so simple. The machlokes ha-poskim, if you have to be machmir, do we say sveik sveik? Number one, it's a suffix. It's a suffix if you have to really wait, if you have to really wait 6 hours. Maybe it's enough to wait 1 hour, it's enough to wait 3 hours, enough to wait nothing. And then who's the sveik sveik? Maybe you really was 6 hours. So many people want to say it's a sveik sveik you can be make if you're not sure you can eat the milchiks right away. Others say no, davar sheyesh lo matirin, something which has a solution later on. You don't apply the rule.
You don't
apply the rule of sveik sveika by davar sheyesh loy matirin. Since in a half an hour there's no longer going to be a suffix, you don't apply the leniency of sveik sveika. And some say you don't have to be so machmed. In the Badei HaShulchan, the big mumche on the inyanim of basa b'cholav is Rav Feivel Kohn. He wrote a fantastic sefer Badei HaShulchan. He wrote many volumes written different inyanim, and he paskins that if you have a suffix, you can be makel. But he's a makel. And there are other poskim that are very machmed. What? In this matter, he's makel. This matter, he says, he holds he can be makel. Okay, those are the basic crash course.
Fish,
what?
Fish.
No, maker hiding, you can. It's you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for sure not.